And if your elbows and your knees are getting sore, you would say, well, I'm getting stiff in my...
Yes, just like I got arthritis in my knees, I could hardly bend it.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any word that you'd use that would be for elbows and knees and ankles and wrists and all that together?
No, I don't, because your elbow and all this is a part of your body. Mm-hmm. These are members of the body, because the hand couldn't bend without the elbow, mm-hmm. and the foot won't work without the knees.
Yeah.
So I feel like they all is member of the body.
Mm-hmm. What about for the front part down here? What do you have a name for that?
They call this the shank.
The shank.
Shank.
That's all the way from the ankle up to the knee.
From yeah.
And what about the back part back here?
It's the back of your leg.
Just the back of them. What about up at the top of the back part? You have a word for that?
It's the back of your thigh.
Back of your thigh. And what about the upper part of a man's body, up where around his ribs?
This is your chest. Go down, because your stomach is up here, and this is your belly.
Mm-hmm.
And this is your rib. Come from your back up here, mm-hmm. is your rib. And this is your shoulder.
I knew somebody that's, he's been sick, and he's up and about now, but he still doesn't look really well. You say he looks a little bit, what?
He looked a little bit bad. He looked sick, or he looked tired.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like he can stand a little rest. He might not be altogether a cover from what sickness he had.
Mm-hmm. And what about somebody who is able to do a lot of work and lift heavy things and that sort of stuff? What would you say about him?
We'll call him a strong man, a strong woman. Like I used to call my great-grand, she used to lift heavy things. I used to call him, not Tarzan. Some strong man used to be on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to say, go ahead. I just can't remember the name. But she was strong. And a Samson, you know, you could call him a Samson, because Samson was strong.
What about somebody that's, he's got a little more weight than he should have, but he's still strong and healthy. Would you have any word for somebody like that?
Well,
a little bit fat, but he's still strong.
He is. We wouldn't say he is overweight, but he is strong and healthy.
Mm-hmm. would you ever use stout for somebody like that?
Yes, a person like myself, I'm stout.
Now, would that mean heavy and strong, something like that?
Well, I used to be strong, but I ain't now. You could be heavy, and then you can, in that you could be weak. You can't do the things you used to do, or you can't work or walk like you used to, because maybe you're a little bit too stout. Or maybe you is a little weak.
Mm-hmm. So you could be too stout and you'd be that way.
Yes.